yesterday's attacks on another place.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The war in Syria has been raging for well over 7 years now. At some points, the conflict became one of the most horrifying wars the world has seen in many decades. The extent of brutality by notorious extremist groups engaged in the conflict shocked the whole world countless times. From the very beginning of the war in 2011, anti-government groups with extremist foreign recruits received heavy financial support from overseas. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates were the most notable regional backers of extremist forces in Syria. In the early stages of the conflict, militants and terrorist groups made rapid advances in some parts of the country. Many regional and Western politicians who sought the ouster of the government in Damascus raised their hopes of an imminent collapse of the government.
And I am confident that Assad's days are numbered. And that's why we are going to do everything we can to make sure that we are helping the opposition.
But increased foreign support for anti-government factions forced Damascus to ask for more support from Russia, Iran, and Lebanon's Hezbollah. Russian airstrikes and Iranian advisory assistance helped the Syrian army withstand the enormous pressure by terrorist groups. The Syrian army made major victories like the 2016 liberation of Aleppo that changed the course of conflict and tipped the balance of war in favor of Syrian forces. Today, the Syrian army clearly has the upper hand and is close to completely defeating militancy countrywide. The Syrian army is now focusing on clearing all parts of the south and southwest and consolidating its control there. Buses are evacuating militants and their families as part of deals negotiated with the Syrian army. They are leaving parts of Syria where government forces have made lightning advances. The militants and their families are mostly being taken away to the northwestern city of Idlib, still held by anti-government groups. The Syrian army has recently clawed back many villages and towns in the south and southwest. The provinces of Suwaida, Dar'a, and Quneitra are among the most recently liberated parts of the country. The latest advances in the area have brought the army to the border with Jordan and next to the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.
By liberating Al-Wasayr, Daesh has come to an end in Dar'a. We also secured the entire borderline with Jordan around Yarmouk Valley. Dar'a province is completely secure now.
These are the government forces raising the Syrian flag in Quneitra in the Golan Heights. The development has angered Israel because its favorite militants have now been cleared from the area. Israel has been one of the main backers of militants fighting government forces. It funded the notorious Fatah al-Sham Front, formerly known as Nusra Front terrorist group, and treated its wounded members. Druze member of Israel's Knesset, Akram Hassan, has revealed that Israeli Minister for Military Affairs, Avigdor Lieberman, provided the extremist group with protection, logistical support, and possibly with advanced technology. Just recently, as Syrian government forces were advancing in the Golan Heights, Israel evacuated hundreds of members of a Western-backed group known as the White Helmets. The group is widely accused of working with militant groups and staging false flag gas attacks in Syria. The latest army gains seem to have caused jitters in Tel Aviv because it is losing its leverage along the occupied Golan Heights. Meanwhile, Syrian armed forces have also regained control of a strategic area known as the Triangle of Death. That's where the countryside of Dar'a, Damascus, and Quneitra meet. Government forces have been deployed on many strategic hills in this area.
We are on Al-Mal hilltop, which was liberated recently. Its strategic importance is that it gives us more fire control and reconnaissance over a wide area that stretches from east in Kafr Nasij to Tiha, Al-Mal, and Agraba, while to the west over Annaba, Al-Sakhr, Mashara, and all the way to the occupied Golan. Now we control a series of hilltops, which enables us to continue our operations easily until liberating all the area here.
The takeover of the strategic triangle has paved the way for other military gains and has helped stop all militant infiltrations into the countryside of the capital, Damascus. As the Syrian army pushes ahead, many members of less extremist groups lay down their arms and join forces with troops against remnants of notorious terrorist groups like Daesh.
We were deceived. It was a conspiracy and now it's over. Now we are together with the Syrian army again and we will stay with them.
I was deceived because I was too young. First, armed groups leaders used to give us $100 to fight, then 25,000 Syrian pounds, and the amount then decreased. We had to fight to eat, so we fought. I was 14 years old when I held a weapon, but now I'm a grown-up and have realized my mistake.
During the past 2 weeks, Daesh has made several attempts to take control of Humer Hilltops and this area. We joined forces with the army and drove back Daesh. We handed our positions and weapons over to the army.
The current trend in army advances could soon see all the remaining pockets of militants wiped out. The Syrian army is now expected to turn to the northwestern province of Idlib, where a final showdown looms.
With the south stabilized, then the army can really focus on this next big front, which is the front in Idlib. So I think all things considered, those were tremendous victories, and the Syrians should be proud, their allies should be proud of what they've accomplished there. And this is going to give them even greater momentum to take on Idlib. So this is all a good thing.
Over the past years, defeated militants who had to evacuate areas liberated by government forces have found nowhere to go except Idlib. The province borders Turkey and is a major trade route from the north. It is also strategically important because it is located next to Latakia, a major base of the army and home to the biggest Russian air base. The key M5 highway, which connects Syria's north and south, runs through Idlib. Retaking the province is now a top priority for the Syrian army. A full-scale military offensive to retake Idlib would be a pivotal moment in the over 7-year conflict. There are an estimated 70,000 armed militants from key anti-government factions in the city, and they have been preparing in anticipation of a tough battle. Militant groups have in the past used the civilian population as a human shield to hamper army advances. Government forces have been dropping leaflets over Idlib, calling on militants and extremist factions to lay down their weapons for good. The Syrian army says it prefers to retake the city through a negotiated deal with the militants in order to avoid a major battle that could cost more lives. Recapturing Idlib would put almost 75% of Syria under government control. In Syria has displaced millions of Syrians. Over 5.6 million people have left their homeland to seek safety in Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and other countries in the region and beyond. Millions more are internally displaced. But with the army gains, the prospects for refugees are improving. Thousands of them have already returned, and many more hope to go back soon.
We are going back to our country, to Syria, to the village of Ras Al Mar'a near the town of Yabrud. Thank God, security-wise, it is 100% safe.
I came 5 years ago to Lebanon and now I am going back to my country where I will meet my children whom I haven't seen since then. They're all waiting for me at home.
The Syrian refugees are returning to begin a new life in what's left of their towns, neighborhoods, and homes. Major Syrian cities like Aleppo have become bustling hubs again, but still have a long way before they really get back on their feet. For the returning Syrians, reconstruction is the challenge. The international community is facing a major test in helping rebuild a country that suffered massive destruction due to geopolitical ambitions of certain states that tried in vain to topple the government in Damascus. The returning Syrians hope that as security is restored in Syria, they will never ever have to experience the horrors of war again.